late last night.
Ah, I was hoping our babies shared birthdays.
Nope, they're a day apart.
Following a brief knock, the door opened and Jason walked in, carrying a sleeping Brienne. Wendy's nurse followed, pushing the warming bassinet.
Oh, she's such a little doll. Just look at all that hair,
Dina cooed, carefully taking her son back. Wendy could only nod proudly, staring awestruck at her firstborn. Jason thanked Dina, intuitively understanding Wendy was momentarily without words.
What's her name? She asked.
Brienne.
Jason smiled at his daughter.
That's lovely,
Dina replied. Her voice became teasing.
Who knows? Maybe my Trevor and your Brienne will end up together someday, eh? Wouldn't they have a story to tell?
She threw her hand over her mouth, stifling a throaty giggle, while Jason and Wendy offered polite, if somewhat uncomfortable, smiles. Dina astutely took her leave.
I'll give your family some privacy. Congratulations.
You too, Dina, Wendy said distractedly as she held her daughter for the very first time. She couldn't stop gazing into Brienne's angelic face.
I'd say we're both blessed.
We certainly are, Wendy. We certainly are.
Pittsburgh Bureau of Police, Homicide Division. Case number 2023-1089. Inventory, 1 page. Item description, letter. Date and time of recovery, February 14, 2023, at 20 hours 46 minutes.
I hope you realize how much I love you, how much I miss you, how I'll always be here for you, no matter what. I will never love anyone like I love you. You belong to me.
2000.
You're going to have so much fun,
Wendy said to Brienne, attempting to contain an exasperated sigh. Glancing around the room, she noticed all the other children playing. She tried again.
Look at all the cool toys and all the new friends you'll have.
It was Brienne's first day of kindergarten, but things weren't going well. She had attached herself to Wendy's leg and was crying hysterically. Brienne's teacher, Mrs. Green, tried to help, but the little girl was inconsolable. Brienne was usually so good in these situations. An only child who had been around adults her entire life, mature for her age, she was every parent's dream, never giving hers a smidge of trouble. Wendy was so unaccustomed to this out-of-character behavior from her daughter, she didn't know how to react, except maybe with embarrassment at her own inability to help.
"Hi, would you like to play restaurant with me?"
asked a flat, gravelly voice. Wendy turned to see a chubby little boy with big brown eyes, shaggy blonde hair that hung in his eyes, and horribly outdated polyester clothing that could only be thrift store finds. Brienne, her thick chestnut-colored hair, lightened from the black she was born with, hanging in a fat braid down her back, stopped crying long enough to curiously study him. His face was devoid of emotion as he stared back. He held out his hand, oddly formal.
"I'm Trevor Gaines. What is your name?"
Brienne pushed her bangs out of her tear-laden eyes, took his pudgy hand into hers, and replied in a tiny, unsure voice.
"My name is Brienne Dunn. I have a puppy named Chubby."
"That's a good name for a puppy. Want to play restaurant?"
he asked again, his words still flat and monotone.
"Okay."
Brienne shrugged her shoulders. Wendy watched in open-mouthed astonishment and maybe even gratitude as her daughter walked to the play kitchen holding hands with a peculiar child.
"Wendy, is that you?"
She didn't recognize the large woman walking toward her. Unwilling to make the situation more awkward, she said,
"Yes, I'm Wendy. Please forgive me, but I don't recall how we know each other."
"It's Dina. I was your roommate in the maternity ward of the hospital. My little boy, Trevor, is right over there."
She pointed to the child playing with Brienne.
"Oh, my goodness. Hello."
Wendy, feeling sheepish about her faux pas, gave Dina a brief hug.
"Trevor came right over and asked Brienne to play. In fact, he's the one who got her to stop crying. I can't believe I didn't make the connection. He looks like you."
"Everybody says so," Dina grinned.
"This is crazy. What are the chances our kids would end up in the same kindergarten class? That hospital services so many small communities. I didn't even realize we lived in the same town."
"It really is serendipitous, isn't it? Does Trevor have any siblings?"
"No, he's my one and only."
Dina gave a brief smile, but sadness coated her words. "His dad left when I was pregnant, so it's just been the two of us since day one." An awkward silence followed, as when